हरे कृष्णा। Yesterday wasn't yesterday wonderful, the evening, you must agree. I felt really Mother Ganga became present, Krishna became present.
A zar nije juče uveče bilo predivno? Ja imam osjećaj da se Majka Ganga pojavila i da isto Krishna bio prisutan.
What do you think, Sachi Devi? It was nice yesterday night. Today we will hear a lecture on the holy name. This lecture will be part of the seminar which we conduct here called The Divided Soul. And it will most probably give you a few very deep new perspectives on the holy name.
Danas imamo lekciju o svetom imenu. I ova lekcija je sastavni deo seminara koji mi ovde dajemo i zahvaljujući njoj dobit ćete novi uvod u sveto ime.
Yeah. I have to now see, is the text being prepared? Dayani Thai is somebody here? It's being made. Huh? Good. And will I get a computer to read the text in English? You have arranged? Maybe with Mahatma Muni, good. There is one short announcement which I would like to say. We have a very talented drama group from Split. It's a family which has made several Vaishnava plays, and this today they will play Dracula.
Imamo jedno malo obaveštenje pre nego što počnemo. Imamo jako talentovanu pozorišnu grupu iz Splita, to je jedna porodica i oni će danas u 2:30 u amfiteatru da daju predstavu o Drakuli.
Yes, it will be performed at 2:30 down in the amphitheater like last year also.
I znači bit će izvedeno u 2:30 dole u amfiteatru kao prošle godine.
Many of you will fast and you might be at 2:30 a little tired, so when you see Dracula for the rest of the day you will be totally awake and you know see him from every tree in the forest and you won't be able to sleep or anything.
I pošto je danas post, možda ćete se u 2:30 osjetiti malo umornim, ali onda kada odete dole i kada vidite Drakulu, onda ćete postati sasvim budni.
Okay. And right after the theater play, our Anakadundubi Prabhu will conduct a Sankirtan meeting, same place in the amphitheater. That is something I really can recommend to all those devotees who are either going out on Sankirtan at the present moment or who would like to have a perspective, because Anakadundubi Prabhu has really excelled in this service and he is a very mature devotee.
Odmah nakon Šrimad Bhagavatam lekcije.
No, after the theater play. Yeah.
A odmah nakon pozorišne predstave imat ćemo Sankirtan meeting i dole isto u amfiteatru na istom mestu i kako je Anaka Dundubi Prabhu, kako je on jako kako je izvrstan u tome, onda je jako dobro da dođu svi oni koji ili već rade Sankirtan ili koji bi želeli da se u to upuste.
Oh, my voice, don't go away. Stay with me. It's all right. Jaya Radha Madhava Dunya Vihaji Abhimadi. Vallava Vidi Varada Gopi Jana Vallava Vidi Varada Raja Jana Randana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Jamuna Tiravana Jaji Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Prabhupada. Astato sutasi simatistivaingre sila ave charanaravinda sila bhakti vedanta swami maharaja sila prabhupada ki jai anant koti vaishnavrinda ki jai samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jai gaura premanandi hari hari bol. Glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Before I start, I also want to say, can you notice how the atmosphere gets more and more spiritual?
Prije nego što počnem, želio bih da vas pitam, da li primećujete kako atmosfera postaje sve duhovnija i duhovnija?
You may feel it by seeing how your heart opens more for Krishna and the devotees.
I to možete primetiti tako što vidite kako se vaše srce sve više i više otvara za Krishna i za Bhakti.
I feel this summer camp really proves the efficiency of performing the devotional activities in the association of like-minded devotees.
I ja vidim da ovaj letni kamp on ukazuje tu efikasnost izvršavanja, obavljanja predanog služenja u društvu bhakta koji imaju slične umove poput naših.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. We will be reading from the first canto, second chapter, text 17. Please repeat. Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shabana Kirtana Ridyantasto Shabadrani Vidhunoti Suritsata Shrinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Ridyantasto Hyapadrani
Ridyantasto Hyapadrani
Vidhunoti Suritsata
Vidhunoti Suritsata.
Very creative writing. Thank you. Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna
Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Vidyantasto Hyapadrani
Vidyantasto Hyapadrani
Vidhunoti Suritsata
Vidhunoti Suritsata
Srinvatam svakata Krishna.
Srinvatam svakata Krishna.
Punya shravana kirtana.
Punya shravana kirtana.
Hridyantasto hyabhadrani.
Hridyantasto hyabhadrani.
Vidhunoti surit sadam.
Vidhunoti surit
sadam. Yes, please. The translation and everything, and not no word by word and everything.
Srinivatam. Oni koji su razvili žarku želju da slušaju poruku. Svakada. Njegove vlastite reči. Krishna. Božanska ličnost. Punja, puno vrline, sravana, slušanje, kirtana, mantranje i pevanje, krili, u srcu, antaha, unutar, staha, smešten, hi, sigurno, Abhadrani, želja da se uživa materija. Vidunoti, čisti. Suhrit, dobročinite. Satan, istinoljubivih bhakta. Prevod. Šri Krišna, Božanska ličnost koji je paramatma, nad duša, u srcu svakoga i dobročinitelj iskrenog bhakte, čisti želju za materijalnim uživanjem iz srca bhakte, koji razvija žarku želju da sluša njegove poruke, koje su u sebi besprekorne i pune vrline, kada se pravilno slušaju i pevaju. Smisao Šila Prabhupada. Poruke božanske ličnosti Sri Krišne nisu različite od njega. Prema tome, kad god slušamo o Bogu i slavimo ga ne čineći uvrede, treba da shvatimo da je gospodin Krišna tu prisutan u obliku transcendentalnog zvuka, koji je isto tako moćan kao i sam gospodin. Sri Čaitanja Mahaprabhu u Šikšaštaki jasno izjavljuje da sveto ime gospodina posjeduje sve njegove moći i da je svoje nebrojene imena obdario isto moći. Ne postoji strogo utvrđeno vreme i svako može da peva sveto ime s pažnjom i poštovanjem po svojoj volji, kad mu odgovara. Gospodin je tako ljubazan prema nama da može biti lično prisutan pred nama u obliku transcendentalnog zvuka, ali na nesreću nemamo privlačnost za slušanje i slavljanje gospodinevog imena i delatnosti. Već smo razmatrali razvijanje privlačnosti za slušanje i pevanje svetog zvuka koje se postiže pomoću služenja čistog bhakti gospodina. Gospodin srazmerno odgovara svojim bhaktama. Kad vidi da je bhakta potpuno iskren u nastojanju da pristupi transcendentalnom služenju gospodina i tako žarko želi da sluša o njemu, gospodin deluje unutar bhakte na taj način da lako može da mu se vrati. Gospodin više želi da nas odvede natrag u svoje kraljevstvo nego što mi možemo da želimo. Većina nas uopšte ne želi da se vrati Bogu. Ali svakome ko želi da se vrati, Šri Krišna pomaže u svakom pogledu. Niko ne može da uđe u Krišnino carstvo ako nije savršeno očišćen od svih grehova. Materijalni gresi su proizvod naših želja da gospodarimo materijalnom prirodom. Vrlo je teško da se oslobodimo takvih želja. Žene i bogatstvo su vrlo teški problemi za baktu koji napreduje na putu povratka Bogu. Mnogi odlučni zagovornici u nizu bhakti joge su pali kao žrtve tih mamaca i tako odstupili od puta oslobođenja. Ali kada nekome pomaže sam gospodin, čitav proces postaje veoma lak božanskom milošću gospodina. Nije iznenađujuće da postajemo nemirni u dodiru sa ženama i bogatstvom, jer se svako živo biće druži sa time od davnina, gotovo od pamtiveka, i treba mu vreme da se oporavi od te strane prirode. Ali, ako je neko zaokupljen slušanjem o slavama gospodina, postepeno spoznaje svoj stvarni položaj. Milošću gospodina, takav bhakta dobija dovoljno snage da se odbrani od stanja uznemirenosti i postepeno se svi uznemirujući elementi uklone iz njegovog uma.
Thank you. Shinvata svakata Krishna punya shavana kirtana retyanta sto shapatani vidunoti suritsatam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma or Supersoul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
Sri Krishna, božanska ličnost koja je paramatma, naduša, u srcu svakoga i dobročinitelj iskrenog bhakte, čisti želju za materijalnim uživanjem iz srca bhakte, koji je razvio žarku želju da sluša njegove poruke, koje su u sebi besprekorne i pune vrline kada se pravilno slušaju i pevaju.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prithaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Jayare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadhara Shivasadi Govaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this text, we hear how Krishna reciprocates with his devotees by helping them.
In this text, mi možemo vidjeti kako Krishna odgovara svojim baktama tako što im pomaže.
The concrete help which Krishna offers his devotees in this world is that he removes obstacles out of their way once the devotees have shown that they are eager to reach him.
I način na koji Krishna pomaže baktama u ovom svetu jeste da uklanja prepreke sa svog puta, ali nakon što bhakta pomaže tu želju da ga dostigne.
But another way in which the devotee receives help from Krishna is by meeting other devotees who help them.
Ali također način na koji bhakta može dobiti tu pomoć da dostigne Krishnu jeste tako što susreće druge bhakte koji mogu da im pomognu.
In today's lecture I would like to explain this verse in the light of the holy name.
I danas na ovoj lekciji ja bih želeo da objasnim ovaj stih u pogledu svetog imena.
Krishna will appear to the chanter of the holy name if he sees that the chanter is very eager.
I Krishna će se pojaviti osobi koja peva sveto ime samo onda ako vidi da je taj bhakta razvio veliku želju.
And you will see what that means in the lecture.
A vidjet ćete šta to znači u toku lekcije.
But let us start with the beginning stages of chanting Hare Krishna.
Ali hajde da se sada započnemo od tih početničkih stupnjeva u pevanju Maha Mantra.
At the beginning of spiritual life, a dialogue has to happen between the soul and the body and the mind.
Na početku duhovnog života mora se odviti jedan dijalog između duše, i uma i tela.
If this dialogue has not yet happened in your life, listen very strongly. It's important to start your journey.
I ako se ovaj dijalog kod vas još uvijek nije desio, onda sada slušajte jako pažljivo kako biste mogli da započnete svoje putovanje.
When the soul wakes up a little bit from its illusory dreams, it says to the body and mind.
Kada se duša malo probudi iz tog svog iluzornog sna, onda ona kaže telu i umu.
Body and mind, we have to talk seriously.
Moj ume i telu, moramo sada da imamo jedan ozbiljan razgovor.
I am not identical with you.
Ja nisam identična sa vama.
I do not really want what you want.
Ja ne želim zaista ono što vi želite.
Oh, so long I have believed that I was identical with yourselves and that your interests were my interests.
O, ja sam tako dugo verovala da sam ja identična sa vama i da je vaš interes i moj interes.
But now I find that I'm really categorically different from you.
Ali sada sam otkrila da se ja u svojoj kategoriji razlikujem od vas.
See, I am made totally out of the principle of pure consciousness.
Vidite, ja sam potpuno napravljena od principa svesnosti.
But both of you are made of dead matter.
A Oboje vas, vas oboje ste napravljeni od mrtve materije.
I refuse to be any more a slave to you.
Ja odbijam da vam dalje budem rob.
This is the language of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura.
I ovo je jezik Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura.
This is what happens to everyone who wakes up and finds out, oops, my relationship to the body and mind has some problems.
I to je ono što se dešava sa svima koji se probude i koji shvate, aha, ova moja veza sa telom i sa umom, tu ima nekih problema.
Have you ever woken up in a relationship to another human being and understood, oops, this relationship has some obstacles. I need to talk now with my partner very seriously how we will define our relationship.
Da li vam se nekada desilo da ste se probudili u svom odnosu sa drugim ljudskim bićem i da ste onda pomislili, aha, u ovom odnosu imamo nekih problema, ja sada moram da razgovaram sa svojim partnerom kako bismo mogli da definišemo naš odnos.
There are many, many people who are afraid of such dialogue and they lead dependent and relationships or have dependent relationships with others which are full of misery and hurt.
I mnoge osobe,
unconscious, you could say.
I onda mnoge osobe imaju takve, znači plaše se da naprave takav dijalog sa osobom sa kojom imaju problema i zbog te nesvesnosti u tom odnosu oni vode, imaju odnose pune povređenosti i bola.
When you become a little conscious, you understand, my dear body, you always make me so tired, but I don't want to sleep now, I want to chant.
I onda kada postanete malo svesni toga, onda shvatite, moje drago telo, ti me stalno činiš tako umornim, ali ja sad ne želim da spavam, ja sad želim da spevam, da mantram.
Nasi, dragi um, you have put so much junk into my life.
Naš, moj dragi ume, ti si stavio toliko puno smeća u mene, u moj život.
So much unnecessary negativity.
I toliko puno nepotrebne negativnosti.
Please, find another place to dump this.
I molim te sad nađi neko drugo mesto da to staviš.
Yes, so this is how you start your spiritual journey. You begin to understand a separateness from this world. You begin to understand, I'm really, oops, I'm a divine spark, I'm a part of Krishna, yuhu!
I to je način na koji započinjete svoj duhovni život. Jednostavno shvatite da ste odvojeni od ovog materijalnog sveta i onda mislite, juhu, ja sam deo Krišna, ja sam jedna mala duhovna iskra.
But at this stage, the soul which is just awakening needs so much support and courage.
Ali u ovom trenutku, kada se duša tek budi, njoj je potrebno tako jako puno podrške i snage.
It's almost like a person who has just woken up from a dream, but who's still so much, you know, in between worlds, that the dream could come back at any moment, and he's again in what we say in Germany, in the wrong film.
I to je poput osobe koja se upravo probudila iz sna i onda se on još uvek nalazi između ta dva sveta i jako lako se može desiti da se on vrati u taj svoj san, u taj loši film.
Everything is still a little shaky.
I sve je još uvek jako nesigurno.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us how we should pray in such a situation.
I Bhaktivinoda Thakur nam kaže kako se trebamo moliti u takvoj situaciji.
Alas, how unfortunate I am.
Ave, kako sam nesrećan.
I have fallen into this ocean of material existence.
Ja sam pao u ovaj okean materijalnog neznanja.
And I'm being thrown here and there by the violent waves of my foolish desires.
I nasilni talasi mojih budalosti želja me bacaju tamo vamo.
I cry to you, my Lord.
Ja plačem za tobom, moj dragi Gospod.
How will I be delivered?
Kako ću ikada biti izbavljen?
Tell me, what should I do?
Reci mi šta treba da radim.
I personally do not see any solution.
Ja lično ne vidim nikakvog izlaza.
This call can also happen when you have been in spiritual life since, let us assume, 15 years.
И овај позив се такође може десити када сте у духовном животу, например, већ 15 година.
At that time you might pray in the words of Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur. My heart is still a dry desert.
И онда се у том тренутку можете молити попут Прабодхананда Сарасвати Такура, који каже: "Моје срце је попут суве пустиње."
The auspicious creeper of Bhakti Lata Beach of devotional service has unfortunately not yet taken roots in the desert of my heart.
И та повољна милост Бхакти Лата Биџе још увек није направила корене у тој сувој пустињи мог срца.
I only see one solution, and that is the beautiful lotus feet of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
И ја видим само једно једино решење, то су предивна лотосова стопола Горанге Махапрабху.
So when the devotee starts to sincerely lament his fallen condition, Krishna begins to listen.
И онда када бхакта почне искрено да јадикује због тог свог палог положаја, у том тренутку Кришна почиње да слуша.
At that time Krishna takes out his special pen and his special book.
И онда у том тренутку Кришна узме своју посебну олуку и своју посебну књигу.
And he writes your name into his book.
И онда он запише ваше име у своју књигу.
This is another way of saying that Krishna becomes attentive to your case.
И то је други начин да кажемо da Krishna počne da obraća pažnju na vaš slučaj.
A Prabhupada once said, sincere devotees are in the book of Lord Krishna, he has written them down there, and they stay there, no matter what happens, even if they take another unfortunate birth, they are in that book, and whoever's in that book goes back to Godhead.
I Šila Prabhupada bi rekao da Krishna onda zapiše ime takvih bhakta u tu svoju svesku i da njihovo ime uvek ostaje tu čak i ako oni uzmu opet neko nesrećno rođenje, znači uvek su u toj istoj knjizi.
The way in which Krishna responds at that moment when he sees the soul is praying from the heart for help, the way he responds is he sends a devotee to that soul.
I način na koji Krishna odgovara kada čuje svog bhaktu kako se iskreno moli, kako ga iskreno doziva, jeste tako, jeste to što će on poslati tom bhakti svog čistog bhaktu.
And Krishna, mostly through the devotee, will plant a powerful seed into the heart of that praying soul.
I onda će Krishna kroz svog čistog bhaktu posaditi jedno moćno seme u srce osobe koje se moli.
This seed has been explained in many Vaishnava scriptures. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it's strong faith in the chanting of the holy name.
I to samo je objašnjeno u mnogim svetim spisima, a Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže da to seme predstavlja jaku veru u pevanje svetog imena.
And this seed bears in itself a very, very powerful potential.
I to seme u sebi nosi jako, jako snažan potencijal.
It is described that once Lord Shiva manifested his seed, and in this seed of Lord Shiva, the semen of Lord Shiva, the powerful Hanuman was in there.
I kaže se, na primer, da je jedan gospodin Shiva manifestovao svoje seme i onda iz tog semena se pojavio Hanuman koji je jako moćan.
So here we speak of a seed. The seed of faith which has in a potential form brilliant bhava or love.
I ovde govorimo o semenu koju...
Not semena, seed. Seed, yeah? Oh yeah, you say it.
Semenka.
Seed. Yeah. Achas. Yes, seed. Good. Say it. I'm sorry, I don't know Serbian, I know. I'm very sorry. Don't become insecure. I thought it was something else what you said, but you said the right thing. Wonderful. Continue. Switch on.
Znači, ovdje govorimo o semenu. Now I forgot what we talked about.
So the seed of faith comes into the heart, and it has the potential. You know, this, it's not yet manifest. Potential means it's a potential form of bhava, of brilliant love of Krishna. Wonderful.
Znači, tu sada govorimo o semenu koje se javlja u srcu i koje u sebi sadrži potencijal, znači nešto što se još uvek nije manifestovalo, znači sadrži potencijal te briljantne bave.
Let me summarize. This is very important that you pay full attention.
I sada ću vam dati sažetak, a jako je bitno da obratite svoju punu pažnju.
When a fortunate soul can see his actual situation in this world as having fallen away from Krishna and suffering the pangs of birth and death.
Kada srećna osoba može da uvidi svoj položaj u ovom materijalnom svetu, odnosno da je pala od Krišne, da je odvojena od Krišne i da pati u ovom svetu od različitih beda.
At that time the soul cries out for Krishna.
U tom trenutku duša će zaplakati za Krišnu.
This should happen on any level of devotional service.
I ovo treba da se desi na bilo kom nivou predanog služenja.
And Krishna, seeing such a soul, takes special attention by sending a devotee to her.
I onda kada Krišna vidi takvu dušu, on će vratiti posebnu pažnju tako što će toj osobi poslati svog čistog baktu.
And through the devotee, he gives that soul a seed.
I kroz tog svog baktu, Krišna će toj osobi dati seme.
And this is a transcendental seed, which has two sides to it.
I to je transcendentalno seme koje u sebi sadrži dve polovine strane.
One is it's a practice, it's called sadhana.
I jedna strana je praksa ili
but
sadhana.
But the other side of the seed is that it is already the perfection.
Ali druga strana te semenke jeste već savršenstvo.
It's in other words the way and the goal at the same time.
A drugim rečima, put ka cilju i sam cilj su ista stvar.
It's the practice and the achievement.
To su praksa i postignuće.
Or the means and the end.
Ili drugim rečima, sredstvo je cilj.
And the Vishnu Purana describes that the devotees are just walking over the planet Earth and they are waiting. And when they hear that here is someone who is serious, they just want to give that person that seed. It's Krishna who makes them want like this.
I kaže se u Vishnu Purani da bate jednostavno hodaju ovim svetom i onda kada sretnu osobu koja ima taj zov u sebi, onda oni su jako spremni da daju to seme i Krishna je taj koji ih čini da žele to da daju.
Krishna would give himself to his souls, but they in his transcendental form.
I Krishna je taj koji želi da da sebe tim osobama u svom transcendentalnom obliku.
But the problem is the conditioned soul can't see Krishna's transcendental form with these eyes.
Ali problem je u tome što osoba ne može ovim materijalnim očima videti Krishnu u njegovom obliku.
Because the heart is too contaminated and the eyes are too blinded.
Zato što je srce previše upraljano, a oči su zaslepljene.
Even if God would appear before you now, you would not be able to see him totally.
Čak i kad bi se sam Bog sada pojavio pred vama, vi ne biste mogli da ga vidite u potpunosti.
You just can't see.
Jednostavno ne možete da vidite.
It's like the air.
To je poput vazduha.
Or like my intelligence, you can't see it.
Ili poput moje inteligencije ne možete vidjeti.
It's also very small, I must say. So therefore, but you all know that he must have intelligence because he tries to talk something to us. But you can't see it. It's of a different category. Your flesh eyes can't just register any signal.
Znači, vi znate da tu postoji inteligencija, ali ne možete videti ovim očima od krvi i mesa. Ne postoji signal koji možete da primite.
But Krishna, being so milosti, has a genius way to nevertheless, although you can't see him, appear in your life.
Ali Krishna, koji je tako milostiv, on ima genijalni način da se ipak pojavi u vašim životima.
He comes in his holy name.
On dolazi u obliku svog svetog imena.
And he does what was explained in this verse. He cleanses your heart.
I on radi ono što je bilo objašnjeno u ovom stihu. On čisti vaše srce.
He becomes, so to say, a street sweeper in the dusty roads of your heart.
I on drugim rečima postaje ulični čistač na tim prašnjavim putevima vašeg srca.
And he makes it so clean that he can sit down after some time when the heart is fully cleansed on the throne of your heart.
I on to radi tako dobro, on sve očisti tako da nakon nekog vremena on može da sedne na tron vašeg srca.
At this moment on your throne of the heart you have enthroned a monster. It's called the ego.
A u ovom trenu, na tom tronu vašeg srca, vi ste ustoličili jedno čudovište, svoj ego.
And he has become Rasaraj, the enjoyer of all tastes.
I on je postao Rasaraj, onaj koji uživa sve ukuse.
He has to leave that throne.
I on treba da napusti taj tron.
And it has to be cleansed afterwards.
A onda nakon toga tron mora da bude očišćen.
You know, when Kamsa wanted to have Krishna in Mathura for the wrestling game, which was really a plan of assassination.
Znate, kada je Kamsa želao da dovede Krishna u Mathuru na onaj meč ravanja, i to je u stvari bio samo plan za ubistvo Krishne.
He sent Akrura with a golden chariot to get Krishna.
On je poslao Akruru sa zlatnom kočijom kako bi on doveo Krishnu.
And he knew he had to give Akrura a brand new chariot because Akrura, who was a devotee of Krishna, would never ever have asked Krishna to sit down on the chariot where the poopy behind of Kamsa was before.
I onda je Kamsa znao da on Akruri mora da da potpuno novu kočiju, jer je shvatao da Krura kao Krišnin Bhakta, on nikada ne bi dozvolio da Krišna sedne na tu kočiju koja je bila upravljena tom zadnjicom Kamsinom.
Krishna can't sit down on in a dirty place.
I Krishna ne može da sedne na upravljeno mesto.
But listen very carefully.
Ali sad slušajte jako pažljivo.
But because Krishna knows that there's only one person who can cleanse the heart.
Ali kako Krishna zna da postoji samo jedna osoba koja može da očisti srce?
He will come in the form of the holy name, Hari Bol.
On će doći u obliku svog svetog imena.
And he will sweep your heart.
I onda će on počistiti vaše srce.
And the ego doesn't like it.
A ego se to ne sviđa.
The way the ego reacts to the holy name.
I način na koji ego reaguje na sveto ime.
Insecure ego, how does it act? Dirty ego, how does it react to the holy name?
Znači taj nesigurni, prljavi ego, kako on reaguje?
Think of something else.
Misli na nešto drugo.
Not the holy name.
Samo ne sveto ime.
Doesn't work anyways.
I anyway to ne funkcionira.
Look at the Hare Krishna people and you will see it doesn't work.
Samo pogledaj Hare Krishna ljude i bit će ti jasno da to ne funkcioniš.
They are chanting, but look how dark their faces still are.
Oni mantraju, ali pogledaj kako su i dalje njihova lica mračna.
Hare Krishna. So now I have your full attention. I want to sincerely excuse for myself for this very heavy offense. If you don't excuse me, I will get leprosy.
Sada najzad imam vašu punu pažnju i sada bih želao da vam se izvinim za ovu tešku uvredu koju sam napravio, a ako ne dobijem vaš oproštaj, onda će mi se pojaviti lepra.
My dear devotees, this is the most serious subject in our lives.
Moji dragi bhakte, ovo je najozbiljnija tema u našim životima.
How do we react to Krishna in his most merciful form of the holy name?
Kako mi reagujemo na Krishnu u njegovom najmilostivijem obliku, u obliku svetog imena?
Do we give him enough attention?
Da li mu dajemo dovoljno pažnje?
Is our practice what our practice should be?
Da li je naša praksa ono što bi trebalo da bude?
Is that the most important item in our lives, the chanting of the holy name?
Da li je to najvažnija stvar u našim životima, pevanje svetog imena?
You must give the chanting your priority attention.
I vi morate da posvetite pevanju svetog imena prioritet.
Because the name is Krishna coming to do the work in the heart which you can't do on your own, to purify the heart.
Zato što Krishna u obliku svog svetog imena dolazi u vaše srce da uradi rad koji vi sami ne možete da uradite.
So that Krishna can sit on the throne of the heart and then you're happy.
Tako da Krishna može da sedne na tron vašeg srca i onda ste srećni.
It has often been said that the holy name is for this reason more merciful than the form of Lord Krishna.
I upravo iz ovog razloga se često kaže da je Krishnino sveto ime milostivije od samog Krishna.
The form of Lord Krishna follows always behind the name of Lord Krishna.
A oblik Krishna uvek sledi sveto ime Krishna.
And when you learn to chant the holy name with, it's called affectionate respect, at that time you will be able to see the form of Lord Krishna, first a little bit while you chant and then constantly.
I jednom kada naučite da pevate sveto ime Krishne sa poštovanjem, punim privrženosti, onda ćete moći videti Krishnin oblik.
What should we do when our ego rebels? Because he's quite intelligent, he will understand, well, oops, if Krishna comes in the heart, I will have to leave this beautiful, comfortable, cushioned throne.
I šta onda da radimo kada naš ego počne da se buni protiv toga, zato što je njemu jasno, kada Krishna bude došao, onda ću ja morati da napustim ove udobne jastuke i ovaj udobni tron.
So the ego will resist by putting up this no taste barrier, no ruchi.
I onda će reagovati na taj način što će napraviti tu barijeru u kojoj nemate ukusa, nemate ruchi.
And I think we all know, if we have no taste in an activity which we do, we will not be able to do it.
I mislim da nam je svima već jako dobro poznato da ako nemamo ukus za neku aktivnost, onda je jednostavno nećemo ni raditi.
Taste in the chanting is absolutely necessary to continue the practice.
I ukus u pevanju svetog imena je apsolutno neophodan kako bismo mi nastavili svoju praksu.
And the holy that the ego will do everything in its power to stop you from developing that ukus, that taste.
I ego će uraditi što god je moguće, što god je u njegovoj moći, samo da vi ne biste razvili taj ukus.
My dear, chanting from morning till evening.
I moji dragi bhakte, pre 2 godine sam bio u Kani Natašali i tamo sam pevao sveto ime od jutra do večer.
It was just monsoon weather.
I bilo je vreme monsuna.
You have to speak into the microphone, that means in this.
Yes.
And it was very wet. You know, you slept in your own sweat.
I bilo je toliko toplo da ste spavali u svom sopstvenom znoju.
And I could see how my mind was becoming weaker every day.
Ja sam video kako moj um postaje sve slabiji i slabiji svakog dana.
So I continued to chant.
Ja sam nastavio da mantra.
And I grew tired.
I onda sam bivao sve umorni.
Then I did all my yoga tricks which I know.
I onda kada sam napravio sve svoje yoga trikove koje znam.
Everything.
Sve.
I even awoke the powerful kundalini shakti.
Čak sam probudio i tu moćnu kundalini shakti.
Which I never do because I'm afraid of that.
Što nikad ne radim jer sam uplašen od toga.
But still, the ego was working on me. The identification with the body and the mind, the tired body and the mind.
Ali dalje, moj ego je radio na meni, ta identifikacija sa tim telom i umom, sa umornim telom i umom.
Then came a stage where it started to happen. All the things from my subconscious, my previous life came up. Oh, what will you do now?
Ali stvari funkcionisale i onda su počele da se pojavljaju sve stvari iz moje podsvesti, iz mog prethodnog života. Ja sam mislio šta sada da radim.
Look at this scene.
Pogledaj ovu scenu.
Look at this possibility in your life.
Pogledaj na ovu mogućnost u svom životu.
I had seen this before.
Ja sam ovo već ranije video.
See, the ego will start in the beginning, it's almost like the drilling at the dentist.
I ego će početi na taj način, to je poput toga kada vas kod zubara buši ona bušilica.
Just a little unpleasant.
I to je na početku samo malo neprijatno.
Many devotees at that time put the bivek already out of the hand.
I onda mnogi bhakte već u tom trenutku ostave svoju džabu.
When you don't put the bivek out of the hand.
Ali kada ne ostavite svoju džabu,
it gets heavier.
Onda to postane sve teže.
It's a battle.
To je borba.
At that time when you have this no taste, which is a manifestation of your the resistance of your ego against your Krishna becoming Krishna conscious, there is one very, very, very effective medicine.
I onda u tom trenutku kada nemate ukusa za sveto ime, a to je samo način na koji vaš lažni ego čini otpor prema tome da postanete svesni Krišne, onda postoji jedan jako, jako, jako dobar lek.
No, jako, 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 jako. It's really work. You hear it when you are in a place where there are many devotees who chant the whole day.
I onda...
From time to time you hear how they take the medicine.
I onda, kada ste na mestu gde bhakte od jutra do mraka pevaju sveto ime, onda vi možete videti, čuti kako oni uzimaju taj lek.
Hare Krishna! You hear, this is Bengali style, you know.
Ovo je bengalski stil.
Very much calling out for Krishna.
I oni jako dozivaju Krishna.
And you hear it, it's not the elegant carter playing. It's like in a petal.
I to nije ni malo jedan elegantni stil udaranja, za sviranje karatelima, već oni udaraju kao da su ubici.
I have been often in situations where I'm surrounded by little places where there are these saintly devotees and I hear how they take the medicine.
I ja sam često bio u toj situaciji da sam na mestu gde su ove sveti bhakte i onda bih mogao da čujem kako oni uzimaju taj lek.
And more powerful the holy name will work when you chant with many devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says with medanga and karatas.
I onda sveto ime deluje još moćnije i moćnije kada pevate sa baktama, sa mridangom i karatalima.
Like yesterday we all took the medicine, I felt.
I juče ja imam osjećaj da smo svi uzeli lek.
I was looking at one devotee and I was crying because I had not seen him chanting like this for many years.
Ja sam gledao jednog baktu i onda sam gotovo plakao zato što ga godinama već nisam video da mantra na taj način.
All the coverings and misery of material life were gone, or at least had gone in the background of his life.
I sve ono što ga prekriva i sve nedaće ovog materijalnog života su se povukle, otišle su u pozadinu.
Sanatana Goswami describes to us the tremendous power of doing kirtan in the association of devotees.
I Sanatana Goswami on nama objašnjava tu neizmjernu moć kirtana u društvu bhakta.
He says, Krishna, when I chant your holy name on japa, you become bound with a little woolen thread.
On kaže, Krishna, kada pevam tvoje sveto ime na džapi, onda ti postaneš vezan jednom malom vunenom niti.
But you're very independent and you rip yourself away.
Ali kako si ti jako nezavistan, ti jako brzo oslobodiš sebe.
Then Krishna, I meditate about you.
Onda Krishna, ja meditiram na tebe.
Which is a little bit like a more powerful thread.
Što je poput nekog malo jače konca.
But again, because you are so independent and so slobodan, you go away, you escape.
Ali kako si ti jako nezavistan i slobodan, ti opet odeš.
But my dear Lord, when I chant with your devotees your holy name, it is like an iron chain to which you are chained. Then you can't go.
Ali moj dragi gospodine, kada ja pevam tvoje sveto ime u društvu sa drugim baktama, to je poput čeličnog lanca i onda ti ne možeš da odeš.
Oh, Vera of the yellow colored silk.
O junače, ti koji si obučen u žutu svilu.
Just try to escape, you won't be able to.
Samo probaj da pobegneš i vidjet ćeš da nije moguće.
This is the potency of coming together as devotees and very seriously chanting Hare Krishna.
I ovo je prilika koja nam se ukazuje kada se nađemo u društvu bhakta i kada jako iskreno mantramo, pevamo sveto ime.
I felt yesterday that all those who were leading kirtan were very responsibly leading kirtan.
Ja sam juče osjećao da svi oni koji su vodili kirtan, da su to oni činili sa velikom odgovornošću.
Responsible kirtan means the kirtan leader and the kirtan followers, that is those who sing, they have to take shelter at Krishna while they do kirtan.
I preuzeti odgovornost u kirtanu znači da i oni koji vode kirtan i oni koji ga slede da oni uzmu utočište u Krišni dok pevaju.
Yes, there's dancing, there is jumping, there is rolling on, I mean sometimes rolling on there is also, oh, I see you, I've not seen you since one day.
Da, znači postoji isto tako i plesanje, i skakanje, i postoji to, o, gde si ti, nisam te video čitavog dana.
But mainly it's not a social function, kirtan.
Ali kirtan nije ni u kom pogledu društvena delatnost.
It's meeting Krishna.
To znači sresti Krishna.
It's only for Krishna.
I to je samo za Krishna.
So, when the devotee gets taste, in other words, by chanting, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, with Madanga and Kajals, that means it's a Sankirtan all together, in the association of devotees.
I onda kada Bhakta dobije uhu za pevanje svetog imena, Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže, uz korišćenje Karatala i Mridangi sa drugim Bhaktama.
And at that time, the seed of the holy name, you know, or the faith in the holy name, I wanted to say, grows, and he can feel a little of that potential that is love for Krishna.
I onda u tom trenutku vera u sveto ime raste i onda vi možete osjetiti malo taj potencijal koji postoji.
At such a time the devotee needs to be aware of one next lesson starts.
I onda u tom trenutku ono čega bhakta treba da bude svestan jeste početak nove lekcije.
Krishna accepts anyone who chants his holy name like a relative. That's how it is explained by Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
Krishna prihvata svakog ko peva njegovo ime poput rođaka. Na taj način to objašnjava Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
What does it mean if you are Krishna's relative, or it means you are Krishna's samsaras? The word samsara in relationship to Krishna means family.
I šta to znači ako dozivate Krishnu poput njegovog rođaka? Znači da se nalazite u njegovoj porodici.
And he will not tolerate that you will see Yamaraj and go to the hellish planets when you leave the body.
I to znači da on neće moći da toleriše da vi vidite Yamaraja i da odete na paklene planete kada budete napuštali svoje telo.
All these Yamarajas, servants, Yamadutas, yes, are informed and have an order, don't go near the chanter.
I onda svi sluge Yamaraja, Yamadute, oni su informisani, oni znaju, nemoj da se ni približiš onima koji pevaju
svetu. You are the relative of Krishna now.
Sada ste Krishnin rođak.
But there are two types of relatives of Krishna.
Ali takođe, postoje dve vrste Krishninih rođaka.
One relative is the nice, kind, friendly relative.
Jedna vrsta rođaka, to je onaj fini, dobri
the
rođak.
Other is the offensive relative.
A drugi je rođak koji je pun uvreda.
Don't we have this? I think especially in Yugoslavia we have this, no? Offensive relatives.
I da li, zar nemamo toga već jako dosta tih uvredljivih rođaka?
Who just have it in your mind, they want to make you suffer.
I koji samo imaju u vašem umu, oni samo žele da vas naprave da patite.
They call at the wrong time.
Oni zovu u pogrešno vreme.
They always know everything what you did wrong.
I onda uvek znaju šta god da ste napravili pogrešno.
They just sipate your energy.
I oni jednostavno samo crpuje vašu energiju.
Yes. Terrible people.
Grozni ljudi.
So, yes, there are chanters who chant with offenses.
Na isti način postoje one koji pevaju sveto ime sa uvredama.
And Krishna will not give them the same milost like his nice relatives.
I onda im Krishna neće dati istu milost koju će dati svojim finim rođacima.
At the same time he will protect these bad relatives from the worst things.
A u isto vreme on će ipak zaštititi te loše rođake od najgorih stvari.
Let us say, you know, in your family when you have a Nitkov eunuch, or what is it? Ujak. If you have a Nitkov Ujak, you know, who's with the mafia and who's really the Nitkov Ujak, you know. When it comes to a time when he is challenged by the police or captured by the police, you will go there and you will say, he's my relative. I mean, if you can just spare him, he's related to me. Leave him. But when the Nitkov eunuch comes out of prison because you said something, you will not, you will say, no need to come visit me at home. It's all right. Stay where you live. No need of a visit. Telephone, I have no telephone at the moment. Yeah.
I onda znate, to je kao ako imate nekog Nitkova ujaka u porodici, nekog mafijaša, i onda ako on bude zatvoren, ako ga uhvate i odvede u zatvor, vi ćete onda ipak, pošto ste rodbina, otići u zatvor i reći ćete neku dobru reč da ga puste. Ali kad je taj ujak van zatvora, onda nećete baš biti entuzijastični da vam dođe kući u posetu i reći ćete, nema potrebe da se vidimo, nemam ni telefon sada.
My dear devotees, we are all in Krishna's family. Do you want to be a nice relative or a Nitkova?
Moji dragi bhakti, mi smo svi u Krišninoj porodici, ali da li vi želite da budete fini rođak ili želite da budete nitko?
If you want to be a good relative, which is getting the full milost of Krishna, the full mercy of Krishna, you must avoid these offenses which Krishna does not like.
I onda ako želite da budete taj fini rođak koji dobija punu Krišninu milost, onda morate da izbegnete ove uvrede zato što se one ne sviđaju Krišni.
It must be your absolute project to never ever hurt devotees, even if they hurt you.
I vaš apsolutni projekat mora biti da nikad ikad ne povredite bhakte, čak i ako oni povrede vas.
They are the relatives of Krishna.
Oni su Krišnini rođaci.
Krishna wants the best for them.
I Krishna želi samo najbolje za njih.
Krishna is happy about every little service they do.
I Krishna je srećan zbog svake male službe koju oni naprave.
If you now quarrel with them, you got it all wrong.
I ako se sada svađate sa njima, onda je to sve pogrešno.
You must. See, when you do Vaishnava aparat, Krishna just says, no, I'm sorry, I can't receive you.
I onda kada napravite Vaishnava aparatu, onda Krishna kaže, izvini, ali ja ne mogu da te primim.
So all these 10 offenses, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur, have a positive injunction in them, and today I will tell about these positive instructions which they have.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur on kaže da svih ovih 10 uvreda u sebi sadrže pozitivne instrukcije. Ja ću vam danas reći koje su one.
Praise devotees, try to support them instead of becoming nerfed by them.
Slavite bhakte i pokušajte da ih podržite umjesto da budete iznervirani njima.
Adopt the pure understanding that Lord Vishnu is the only truth. This is the truth.
I onda prihvatite razumevanje da je Vishnu svevišnja istina. To je jedino razumevanje, to je jedina istina.
Accept the guru with respect. Accept the shastras with respect.
Prihvatite gurua sa poštovanjem, prihvatite šastre sa poštovanjem.
And promote the holy name as the best thing in this universe.
I onda slavite sveto ime kao najbolju stvar u ovom univerzumu.
In this way, there are these 10 offenses have positive injunctions.
I na taj način ovih 10 uvreda imaju svoju pozitivnu stranu.
And if you want to learn them, I don't want to just read them down the list and then no one can pay attention because it's too much information at once. But if you want to learn them, visit soon the Sharanagati webpage. There is will come a very interesting article based on the teachings of the acharyas on how to improve your chanting.
I onda ako želite da naučite ove pozitivne instrukcije, ja bih vas zamolio da onda posjetite website Sharanagatija, zato što ćemo tamo objaviti jedan članak koji govori o tome kako postepeno možete da poboljšate svoje mantranje.
So, I will now come to an end.
Sada dolazimo do kraja.
Adopt the positive way of chanting.
Prihvatite taj pozitivan način mantranja.
Learn, make yourself a list what helps you to chant properly.
I napravite sebi spisak šta je to što vam pomaže da pravilno mantrate.
Your own guidebook.
Napravite svoju knjigu koja će vam biti vodič.
And this and the afternoon lecture I will give you the guidebook of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is what I'm lecturing about is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's is based on Bhaktivinoda Thakur's article on Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
I to je ono na čemu se bazira čitavo ovo moje izlaganje, a to je jedan članak Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura koji se nalazi u njegovoj knjizi Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
For the end I want to tell you, you are so fortunate.
A za kraj ja želim da vam kažem da ste vi tako srećni.
You are all chanters.
Svi vi pevate sveto ime.
You are already on the name list of Krishna.
I svi se već nalazite na tom Krišninom spisku imena.
Just don't forget this.
I nemojte to da zaboravite.
My example to illustrate this is the Lady of Tears.
I moj primjer kojim to želim da ilustrujem jeste žena suza.
The Lady of Tears. The Lady of Tears lived in one village and she got her name because she was crying the whole day. She was crying when there was sunshine and she was also crying when there was rain, and therefore she was known as the Lady of Tears.
I znači žena suza, ona je bila poznata po tom imenom zato što je plakala i kada bi sjelo sunce i kada bi padala kiša, i onda su joj dali to ime.
No one could help her until that day came where the sadhu arrived in the village.
I onda niko nije mogao da joj pomogne sve do onog dana kada je jedan sadhu došao u njihovo selo.
The kind villager said, "Can't you help our lady of tears?"
I onda su ti fini seljani, oni su pitali, zar ne možeš da pomogneš ženi suza?
They are becoming depressed to always see her crying day in sunshine and in rain.
I mi već postajemo depresivni kada vidimo kako plače i kad sija sunce i kada pada kiš.
Sadhu said, I don't know, but he went to her and said, "Lady of tears, why are you crying both in sunshine and in rain?"
I onda je sadu rekao, pa ne znam. I onda je otišao do žene suza i pitao je, draga gospođa, zašto ti plačeš i kada sija sunce i kada pada kiš?
He came and it was a dobro atmosfera in the village, but the lady went, oh, she's crying, it was sunshine.
I iako je bila jako dobra atmosfera u selu, kada je on došao kod žene suza, ona je sve vreme plakala. I u to vreme sjelo sunce.
So the lady said, "Well, I'm crying because of my daughter who's married to an umbrella maker. The umbrella maker cannot sell one umbrella in the sunshine."
I onda je ona odgovorila, rekla, ja plačem zbog svoje kćeri koja je udata za osobu koja pravi kišobrane. Tako da kada sija sunce, onda oni ne mogu da prodaju ni jedan jedini kišobran.
No one wants umbrellas when the sun shines. Nope. How will she maintain her life?
I onda ona rekla, niko ne želi kišobrane kada sunce sija. Kako će oni održati sebe u životu?
Okay, said the sadhu, but I heard you also cry when there's rain.
U redu, rekao je sadhu, ali ja sam isto tako čuo da ti plačeš i onda kad pada kiša.
Yes, then I'm crying for my second daughter.
Da, rekla ona, onda ja plačem za svoje druge ćerke.
Because my second daughter is married to a papadam maker who needs to put the papadams out in the sunshine so that they become dry. But when it rains, no papadams.
I da ona je rekla, da, onda ja plačem zato što je moja druga ćerka udata za osobu koja se bavi proizvodnjom papadama. I onda pošto je papadamu potrebno da se stavi na sunce kako bi se osušio, kada pada kiša, onda nema ni papadam.
And then my papadam daughter cannot maintain anything.
I onda moja papadam ćerka ne može da održi sebe u životu.
So I'm crying in the sunshine and in the rain.
I zato ja plačem i kad sija sunce i kad pada kiša.
And when I wake up in the night, I also cry because I always cry.
A kad se probudim u sred noći, i onda čak plačem zato što svakako non stop plače.
Lady of tears, said the sadhu, you are the most fortunate lady in this village.
Ženo suza, rekao je sadhu, pa ti si najsrećnija žena u ovom selu.
Because when the sun shines, your papadam daughter will make profit.
Zato što kada sunce sija, onda će tvoja papadam ćerka da ima profit.
And when it rains, your umbrella daughter makes profit.
A kada pada kiša, onda tvoja kišobran ćerka ima profit.
Both in rain and in sun, you should laugh and smile.
I u ovom slučaju, kada sija sunce i kada pada kiša, ti treba da se smeješ.
I never saw it like this, but you are right, said the lady of tears.
I žena suza rekla, pa ja to nikad nisam videla na taj način, ali ti si potpuno u pravu.
And that was the day when she stopped crying.
I to je bio dan kada je ona prestala da plače.
I feel the day you understand that Krishna is very merciful for you, to you, by appearing in his holy name, all your good fortune will start.
I ja mislim da onog dana kada budete shvatili da je Krišna jako milosti prema vama zato što se pojavljaju u obliku svog svetog imena, onda će to biti jako dobar dan za vas.
Whatever is your situation in life, you will be able to take shelter in the holy name.
I kakva god je vaša situacija u vašem životu, vi ćete biti u stanju da uzmete Krišne na utočište.
In rain and in sun in your life, you will be perfectly sheltered.
I na suncu i na kiši vašeg života vi ćete biti potpuno zaštićeni.
You just have to find the switch, you know.
I samo treba da nađete taj prekidač.
Kidač?
Prekidač.
Yeah, prekidač. Yes, you have to find this prekidač. Did you understand? Krishna has come in my life. He's there in the holy name.
I onda kada nađete taj prekidač, onda ćete shvatiti Krishna je došao u moj život, on je tu.
And you just need to practice a little bit.
I sve što vam je potrebno jeste da to malo praktikujete.
When I'm back to my normal energy level again, then I want to give japa retreats in the Balkan countries so that all devotees can come, you know, wherever they are and wherever they hide from the japa retreat, that they can come.
I onda kada jednom budem povratio svoj nivo energije, onda ja želim na ovim balkanskim prostorima da organizujem japa retrite i onda svi bhakte, čak i oni koji se kriju od takvih retrita, oni mogu doći na japa retrite.
You just need to know a few points and you will be the blissful chanter in the world.
I onda samo vam je potrebno da znate nekoliko poenti i onda ćete postati blistavi pevač svetog imena.
Blistavi, yes. And you need to give it your full attention.
I potrebno je da tome posvetite svoju punu pažnju.
It's a little science, you know, step 1, 2, 3. You need to know that.
I onda to je poput jedne nauke, jednostavno je potrebno da znate korak 1, korak 2.
And then it's very easy. There is a medicine against any japa problem. Any.
I onda je to jako lako. Postoji lek protiv bilo kog problema u mantranju.
Yes. So, today is our Bhima or Pandava or Bhima Nirjala Ekadasi, we say.
I danas mi imamo Bhima Nirjala Ekadasi.
Previously, I thought we should make this the 64 rounds day.
I pre ovoga ja sam mislio da bi trebalo da napravimo dan kada će se mantrati 64 kruga.
But somehow I feel that the energy of a festival is more, you know, meeting devotees outside the time of the lectures.
Ali onda sam osetio da je energija ovog festivala takva da bhakti žele da se susreću između lekcija.
Some of you also have a serious sleep deficit.
I onda neki od vas isto imaju jako ozbiljan problem sa nedostatkom spavanja.
A deficit, yes, it's a real serious problem. So we will not suggest that you use the day for really a lot of japa.
I zbog tog ozbiljnog nedostatka spavanja, onda mi nećemo predložiti da mantrate toliko puno.
There are also very interesting seminars. I heard Abhi Krishna Maharaj will make a regression today at 11 o'clock, and you know we will be able to see our last life. That's an adventure. I'm totally looking forward to this.
Ja sam isto, imamo jako puno seminara danas i čuo sam da će danas Abhi Krishna Maharaj u 11 sati na svom seminaru da uradi sa nama regresiju naš prethodni život i to je stvarno velika aventura, tako da smo zainteresovani za tako nešto.
I already know what I did wrong. I hope I don't see it again.
I ja već znam šta je to što sam ja uradio pogrešno i nadam se da to neću opet videti.
So, but I sincerely want to invite all of you for a japa retreat, which we will plan also in Serbia, Bosnia, Croatia. We had one on a beautiful island.
Ali ja već sada želim da vas pozovem na taj japa retreat koji ćemo mi organizovati u Srbiji, u Bosni, u Hrvatskoj smo već imali jedan na prelepom otoku.
They have also now started to do these japa retreats all over America. It really works. It really works.
I sada su počeli da organizuju iste takve seminare svuda širom Amerike i to stvarno funkcioniš.
So there you can we can all sit together and make this our main project to learn to chant.
I onda na takvom mjestu možemo svi zajedno sesti i uzeti to kao naš glavni projekat kako da naučimo da pevamo sveto ime.
It's really ecstatic. Only on one day we want to see our granica and go beyond it. That's for some the beginners a little tough. Yeah. One day, little tough. Malo.
I onda to je sve jako zanimljivo, a samo jednog dana mi želimo da odemo do svoje granice u mantranju i to može biti malo teško za početnike, ali to je malo teško.
The rest is pure ecstasy.
A ostatak je čista ekstaza.
Even the octopuses started to chant last time in the Otak, in the island. We had one octopus who chanted with us. A huge thing, you know.
Čak i oktopodi su počeli da pevaju sveto ime kada smo imali taj džapa retreat na otoku. Imali smo jednog ogromnog oktopoda.
Yeah. All right, so I thank you very much for your kind attention. The continuation of this subject will take place in the afternoon.
Ja vam se jako puno zahvaljujem na vašoj pažnji, a nastavak ovog seminara će se odigrati danas popodne.
Stani, please remain. Our Madhva Muni will give us a little orientation of the day.